Back at the Sanford Coyote Sports Center, USD trailing Denver 6-5 with 4:55 to go on the first quarter of Senior Day. Hey, all you golfers out there, the Bluffs Golf Course in Vermilion is featuring a half-price special for first-time adult or family memberships. So go to thebluffsgc.com or call 677-7058 for more information. A big thank you to the Bluffs Golf Course for their support of Coyote Athletics. Strong defensive start for both of these teams. Coyotes shooting 2 of 8 from the floor. Denver actually shooting 50%, but they've turned it over 3 times, and they're 0-3 from beyond the arc, which is their bread and butter offensively. Pioneers with the basketball, moving right to left as we see it in maroon, attacking the hoop to our left. Har with the basketball, guarded by Larkins, point guard on point guard. Bounce pass down low to Michaela Manette. She's backing down to Murs. Right-handed hook shot, missed it off the heel. Rebound Larkins for the Coyotes. Here come the Yotes, left to right in white, trimmed with pink. Larkins at the top of the key. Hempy fires it into it, open to Murs. Left-handed layup is good. Great find from Larkins and then Hempy. Kind of a hockey assist for Grace there. And Alexi Hempy getting the assist in the book. Walker to Murs gets the bucket. Both teams going to their post players out of that timeout. The Yotes are able to get the score and the 7-6 lead with 4:17 to go in quarter number one. Top of the key and Allie Har for Denver to the right elbow. Kicks right side to Smith. Their leading scorer inside the arc. Kicks to Har right wing. She shoots a high arcing three and buries it. Har had just enough space before Avila Ambrosi closed out on her, and Denver is right back in front 9-7 in what's been a back and forth first quarter of play. Alexi Hempy top of the key. Kicks from the free throw line to Avila Ambrosi. Extra pass to Carson. Left wing for three. Too strong. Long rebound. DeMers grabs it for the Coyotes underneath. She shakes off Manette. Kicks to Larkin's right wing. Thinks about shooting. Instead drives it straight to the basket. Euro stepping. Pivoting. Lefty finger roll. Good off glass for Grace Larkins. Heck of a move from Grace to tie the game at 9. That side shifting Eurostep, the specialty of hers. We've got 3:36 to go in the opening quarter. Har looking for options for Denver to Smith on the left side. The true freshman guarded by Avila Ambrosi out of the Coyote man-to-man. Smith to the right wing and Har. Checked by Grace Larkins. 13 to shoot. She pushes to the free throw line. Jump stops. Back out to Council straight up. To the right wing and Smith. Smith with 8 on the shot clock. To the top of the key and Har. She's open for a long three-pointer off the front iron. No. Rebound Alexi Hempy for South Dakota. And here come the Yotes left to right in white trim with pink. Hempy hits the brakes. Thought about maybe pulling up. Decides against it and will hand it over to Larkins to run the offense. Larkins has 2 defenders on her and Council strips the basketball away, steals it for Denver, throws it up ahead to Mackenzie Jones, who lays it up and in. The true freshman from Aurora, Colorado, who just came into the game, had a career-high 20 points against SDSU earlier this year. She can break out in big games, gets that one to go, and it's 11-9 Denver. We've got 2:47 to go in the first quarter. Nicole Avila Ambrosi very far at the Kyle Paul logo in center court, running the offense for the Yotes at the moment. Now to the right wing, Demers. Demers finds Larkins' right corner. Larkins shoots a three-pointer and swishes it home. How about that from Grace Larkins? She had Council on her defensively. Her hands were up, and Larkins says, you know what, let's shoot over it. Drains the three to put the Yotes up by one. 12-11, 2:26 to go first period. Smith left corner, three-point try. Good on the kick out from Har. Drains the tray to get the response. This has been a fun sequence, and Denver retakes the lead. It's 14-12 with 2:14 to go first quarter. Cassidy Carson signaling for a play with her left hand, dribbling with her right for South Dakota, attacking the hoop to our right in white trimmed with pink. Carson to the right wing and Alexi Hempy. Hempy jab step, swings to Carson, left side. Good closeout by Har to prevent the three. She drives instead all the way to the basket and lays it up and in from the left side. Well done from Cassidy Carson. I think she was initially looking for the tray there, but as soon as that closeout happened, she put the Jets on and gets the layup to go. It's tied at 14 on Cassidy Carson's bucket with 1:45 to go in the first quarter. Right wing and Har for Denver. Crosses over Larkins toward the Summit League logo, and Hempy comes in and strips it away and hands it over to Avila Ambrosi to earn the Coyote turnover. Left to right comes Avila Ambrosi for South Dakota. 92 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 14 on Senior Day. Top of the key to Murs. She drives straight to the hoop, lays it off for Hempy. It takes a deflection, and Manette squeezes it for Denver under the basket to get the steal. Here comes Har for the Pioneers. Swings it over left side to Smith. Smith with the extra pass to Council. Open for a left corner three. Misses it too strong. Manette with the offensive rebound on the weak side for Denver, but her kickout pass is intercepted by Hempy, and she grabs it for South Dakota. And Kayla Carius, wearing her pink t-shirt on pink day for the Yotes, holds both hands as high as she can and says, slow it down. Long period without a whistle. Final minute of the first quarter. Larkins draws a foul. They say there was a reach in there. It's going to be Jones that's charged with the contact as she was trying the dribble drive, Larkin was. And we're going to have a couple of subs here as we were waiting quite a long time for the opportunity. Duffney, Giebert, and Hansen return for the Yotes as Carson, Demers, and Avila Ambrosi check out. Robles is back on the floor for Denver. So too is Brandon. As Larkins gets the inbounds for the Coyotes, bounce pass to the right wing and hands it to the right corner. Giebert shakes off Brandon. Oh, they call her for traveling. They say she shuffled her feet when she got Brandon airborne right in front of a Denver bench there. Tough luck for the Coyotes. Giebert was ready to have an open look on her senior day here. An outstanding perimeter defender who was 3 of 3 from 3 two nights ago in the win over Omaha. Game tied at 14, closing in on 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Har, right corner, tries a three-pointer, misses it off the front iron. Another offensive rebound for Michaela Minette. She's got two defenders all over her, but finds Brandon under the basket for a left-handed layup. Good, and Denver leads 16-14. That's what Minette does. 4-0 boards a game, about best in the Summit League. Left to right comes Carly Duffney for the Coyotes. Game and shot clock only 4 seconds apart, but Duffney goes straight to the basket and lays it up and in with the left hand. Why wait? Just get the bucket. Duffney down the right side of the lane gets it to go, and we're tied up at 16. 18 seconds and counting to go in the opening quarter after Duffney's first basket of the day, and Denver's going to hold things up with the shot clock turned off, get the last shot of the period. Robles, top of the key, crosses over Giebert at the Summit League logo, pushing down the right landline, bumps Giebert, lays it up and in. It's good for Robles with 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Larkins heaves a half-court shot at the buzzer, nearly gets it to go off the backboard and front rim, but not quite, and Denver takes a 2-point lead into the quarter break. A hectic second half of that first quarter. Both teams now up to 50% shooting. In fact, they're identical at 7-14. 7-14 in the first 10 minutes of play. It's 18-16 Denver on senior day in Vermilion. Second stanza when we return. You're listening to South Dakota Coyote basketball from Learfield.